Kabongo? What is that?
Yeah.
He's the guard. Mike, M-Y-K-E, Mike Kabongo.
Oh, I'm sorry, but all I could think of was El Kabong.
Yeah, really. Guard for what sport?
Texas basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's in trouble.
Does he hit people with a guitar?
Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they paid him to practice a little.
Oh, well, all right.
See, it kills the tease if I'm going to explain it now.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I didn't even know who El Kabong was. I mean,
El Kabong!
Yeah, I'm kind of with her. It's, you know.
You're killing me.
It's a team that we don't even play.
Sorry, we can't all be sports experts.
And he got paid. Imagine that. A college athlete got paid?
No.
Oh, alert the media. That's never happened before, right?
I'm going to stop doing teasing. I'm not doing this anymore.
Hey, for all those people who work for the utility companies, man, they're out this morning.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's a little blowy.
Yeah, if you wonder why they have those crews come in when the weather's nice and cut down all those tree limbs in your backyard, now you know why. I had my power go off twice this morning.
Man, no kidding. When I was up here at the very beginning of the day, it was creepy. I don't know, because we're so high up, the air, you know, there's no one else here. I just hear this. It sounded like I was on a ship. It was like creaking.
Yeah, it does.
And moving.
Yeah,
it was so freaky.
That was just me down the hallway. Yeah.
We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago because, you know, if you are, it does. It creaks a little bit. You hadn't been in the Kyle Field press box when you saw Marcy's horns off, girl, I'll tell you.
I have been at a game.
No, I understand.
Oh, it's not in the press box.
Yeah,
it
moves.
It will make your fanny walk.
Yeah, they in fact put notes in there for people. If this is your first trip, don't become alarmed because it does move. But anyway. All right, so Alliance Ohio patrolman Seth Bushy was dispatched to a gas station to investigate the use of a stolen credit card. Well, it was at that time that Seth said that while he was taking the statement from one John Funk, or taking a statement, John Funk walked in and attempted to use the same credit card again with the police officer standing right there. Did I mention it was a stolen credit card? Seth apparently was in uniform, and Mr. Funk had allegedly stolen the card from his... Oh, man. Had stolen the card from his mama.
Oh.
God, dog, this guy's just a bad actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's getting coal in his stocking.
Yeah, he is. That's for sure.
Yippee! Fat. Great way to start
he'll
the day.
Never get down, absolutely. Never get down. He's too fat for the chimney, too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how I'll get the presents I've been looking for. I knew while sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So
it shouldn't be funny, but it is.
I know it is.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's got poison sound.
Yeah.
Oh, he's certainly chubby.
I'm 7 years old.
Yeah.
We need to write a thank you card to that coach.
Yes.
Never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So
I shouldn't laugh.
I know.
Never get down.
There's no room.
It's embarrassing.
Chubby.
Do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin?
You know, the thing is, and I guess we could probably electronically do this, take her voice out and then just have
sing it ourselves.
No, just have these guys in the background, because I mean, listen to what they're saying.
He just won't make it by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney.
Because at some point they're just saying fat. I mean, really? Golly. What a gig.
Let him in.
Open the door.
Let him in.
Open the door. He can't get down the chimney anymore. So please let fat old Santa Claus in.
Now, what would our boss think if he knew we were playing this song
the
about him?
The very idea. Well, we can have him in later on this morning and play it while he's in here.
Oh, again?
Yeah, sure. Twice in one day.
Love it.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
Perfect situation.
I mean, he understands. They give us this radio station for 3 hours, okay?
Down the street, just
and he runs around going, la, 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 not listening.
Right. If we use bad judgment, it's our own dang fault. Right?
Yeah. Nice edit.
Thank you.
Time magazine named it one of the top 50 inventions of 2011. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb. And it uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs while delivering the same warm, welcoming light you're used to. Switch to Switch at Batteries Plus today. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 620, and here we go. I mean, if you're going to get her done, because we only got one more day till the Mayan calendar says the end of the world is here.
Ticking little.
Yeah, and if you don't believe it, that's fine. There's 5 shopping days till Christmas.
If you don't believe it, watch the History Channel, because that's all they're doing.
Is that right, really?
It is nothing but we're all going to die, we're all going to die.
Oh, that's great. All right, what do we got for birthdays here?
Jonah Hill is 29 years old today.
This guy is, he's pretty talented, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty dang talented. All right, he's, wow. Good
29.
Yeah.
David Cook, the 7th American Idol winner. I knew you knew them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He's 30. Uh-huh. Lead singer for the Black Crowes is 46. That's Chris Robinson.
Oh, of course.
Anita Ward, the Ring My Bell lady, is 56. Apparently, in order to be a birthday person today, you have to be a singer.
Oh, okay.
Michael Buttaluco, I believe I'm saying that right, is 58. He is the Babyface Nelson character in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Babyface Nelson.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Jenny Agutter is 60 from Logan's Run back in the day.
Oh, my. That's a long time
yeah,
ago. Quite
I remember
a day.
That
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Uri Geller, the Israeli psychic.
Spoonbender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is 66. Peter Criss, the Catman from Kiss, is 67 today and turning 64 years old, if you'll bear with me just a minute.
It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not done. Hang on. There we go. There you go. Alan Parsons, 64 years old today.
Yeah, he's done a lot of music. If you ever watched the original Mouseketeers, Tommy the Mouseketeer, he's 71 years old today.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a makeup artist. He stayed in the business.
Really?
And if you saw, if you used to watch Magnum P.I., I had that Tom Selleck fellow on, John Hillerman, kind of the very proper Higgins, was 80 years old today.
He's been a bit player in a lot of stuff, too.
What's amazing is, you know, he has, again, the little thin British mustache and very proper. Born in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Really?
Yes,
I
indeed.
I had no
there
idea.
There you go.